all you Skins fans out there. My name is Big T. The show is the Redskins Roundup. And as always, it's right here on iSportsCaster.com. Coming to you after a big win for the Skins yet again, 17-13 over the Cardinals in Arizona. The importance? We're still fighting for the playoffs. The odds? Who really knows at this point? It's not a given, but we're still kicking and screaming. You know, I got to tell you, the Skins needed this one. They came through. It was not the prettiest of games. I think we're all going to agree on that. But for the first time since 2001, the Skins went out and put up back-to-back wins on the road. After the first quarter, in which I think the unofficial score was Monkey 14 and Football 0, the Skins settled into rhythm, had a new plan of attack. They went with the maybe we should try holding on to the ball offense. And I got to say, it worked out a little better for them. You know, amazingly enough, as bad as that first quarter was, where no one wanted to hang on to it, we still managed to win the turnover battle 3-2 in that quarter. You know, I don't know if you really call that a victory, but we've had such bad luck with the turnover battle, I think you look for a ray of hope anywhere you can find it. Although I will say, we did have another good day on the ground, speaking of rays of hope. Clinton Portis getting over 100 yards again. Probably the most important run of the day for Clinton was that short one that put him over 100 yards, and that was the one in the fourth quarter on third down that sealed the victory. Big ups to Clinton and the offensive line for pushing ahead, not giving up. The second effort was huge. I mean, you can't get any bigger than sealing the deal. Two other key Skins that I think really, really made the game for him. One, obviously, had to be Antonio Brown on that 90-yard kickoff. We saw a couple kicks early in the game where it looked like he was going to break it, you know, one step, one guy away. Finally got out there, big points, needed that. It turned out to be the deciding score in the game. Another guy that I want to say had a huge game, Sean Taylor. Sean Taylor, when he's on there and he's in his spots, there's no one out there who's as fast or hits as hard as Sean Taylor. As we could see on that big fourth down stop that Sean put on the Cardinals that led to the change of possession that ultimately gave the Skins the victory. Like we said up front in the show, it wasn't the prettiest win. It was gritty, it was tough, but it was a win, putting us back over 500 at 7-6 and getting us right where we need to be, or as best we could be positioned, to go for the playoffs, going into next week's game, which we know is a big one, when the Cowboys coming into FedEx. I cannot think of a better way to kick off the home stretch of the season, you know, three games in the division is how we're going out this year, than bringing the Cowboys into FedEx. Aside from the obvious factors, which is you got to win to stay in the playoff hunt, you're going to be able to put up a loss on a team that's ahead of you in that chase if you can pull a victory out. Skins fans know how important Dallas Redskins games are. 2-0 is something we really need to hang up on the Cowboys to bring this rivalry back. And I think, I really, really do think it's going to happen this year. The game is at home. Huge factor. FedEx Field obviously gives a great, great home field advantage to the Skins. Look at the road record. Look at the home record this year. It speaks for itself. The Cowboys are coming off a look what landed in my lap kind of win this past week. The Skins, again, ugly win, but I think a little more in control of their situation than Dallas was. That should give the Redskins a little more confidence and a little momentum coming into the game. And what do the Redskins need to do to win this week against Dallas? Well, you know we're going to talk about that right now in Big T's three keys. Key number one, it's been a problem all year. This game, I think, because of how physical and how intense and how close and tough it's going to be, this is going to play a big part, and that is guard the ball like it's a Swiss bank account number. Turnovers, I believe, will decide this game. He who holds the ball, controls the clock, scores points, and gets the W. Key number two is another offensive factor, and that is somebody in the receiving core has got to step up. Antonio Brown put up big points last week, but they were as a kick returner, not in the receiver slot. Thrash is questionable. We may have him back, but even that aside, I want to see some things. I want to see Taylor Jacobs show me why he was worth being a second-round pick. Antonio Brown and Jimmy Ferris, if you guys want to be here for more than a sandwich and a cup of coffee, you got to step up and start making some plays. Now, that being said, these guys can't call their own number, and I know that. So I'm going to put on the coaching staff, call it key 2A, if you will. Spread the ball around. Teams are watching Santana. They know what Santana can do, and they're doubling and tripling up every time. You got to find that other guy that's going to take the pressure off him. And finally, key number three doesn't even go out to the team. It goes out to myself and all the other Skins fans who are heading to FedEx on Sunday for the game. Bring the noise. We got to be loud. The 12th man has got to show up and play an integral role in this game. I love talking to Skins fans who can remember going to games at RFK and how we all remember how great it was when you get that whole place rocking and shaking. FedEx isn't quite the same environment, but I'll tell you, anyone who's been there knows, you can get that place loud and amped up, and that's what we're going to need this week. Alright, Skins fans, that's going to do it for the roundup this week. Be sure to eat your Wheaties and say your pray off players, because we're going to keep going, we're going to try and run the table and get it done, and we all know, next stop on the Express, Dallas at home. We'll be right back here next week, taking a look back at the Dallas game, which I know is going to be another Redskins W, and I look forward to the Giants coming down to FedEx. Until then, this is your man Big T, as always, saying, hail to the Redskins!
Pass and score, we want a lot more. Beat 'em, swap 'em, touch 'em, let the points score. Fight on, till you have won. Sons of Washington.